Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rocky Bridges. Batting second. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Evars. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. And now, play ball. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger fires to first and has Dark trapped. There's the throw to Bridges, who tags Dark for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards third. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Greengrass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to third. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Ivars moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Ivars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Irvin reaches third base with a triple. Dark goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Giants. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Irvin scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bridges moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bridges scores. Marshall moves to second. It's 4-1, Giants. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ivars hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jansen moves to third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jansen scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth strikes out. Two outs. Hank Foyles pinch hits for Ken Raffensperger. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Neville now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ivars hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jansen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams bunts towards the mound. Neville fields it and throws to first for the out. Jansen moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jansen moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. Greengrass takes first base on ball 4. Kluszewski moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Giants. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Markey pinch hits for Ernie Neville. Bob Markey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markey bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markey moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marshall who is chasing the ball. Spencer reaches third base with a triple. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post pinch runs for Willard Marshall. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kluszewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Post moves to second. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Greengrass hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Post moves to third. Kluszewski moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 3 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds 4. The Giants will come to bat. Wally Post now playing right field. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ivars hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Wilhelm reaches second base with a double. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Bell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bell. Wilhelm scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-4, Giants. Clyde King now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 4 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field. Greengrass picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Greengrass. Williams scores. Dark moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 7-4, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lockman bunts towards the mound. King fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dark scores. Thompson moves to third. Irvin moves to second. It's 8-4, Giants. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Spencer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-4, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sal Ivars is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivars is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ivars hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. King fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 12, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Thompson now playing left field. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Borkowski pinch hits for Clyde King. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bridges strikes out. 2 outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 4 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 12, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.